Imagine, you're finally cleaning out your gutters when the smoke alarm starts blaring from inside. Smoke billows out of the window. ADT's affordable DIY systems are built for those moments where everything can change in a second. They're easy to set up, customizable, and help keep your home safe with 24/7 monitoring. No one wants to feel unsafe at home, and with ADT, you won't. ADT prioritizes your peace of mind with the most company-operated monitoring centers in the industry. With the ADT Plus app, you stay in control from virtually anywhere. Don't wait to prepare for an emergency. When every second counts, count on ADT. Visit ADT.com or call 1-800-ADT-ASAP.
The GLP-1 pill you've been waiting for is now on Row. Yep, it's finally here. With the same clinically proven ingredient, now in a pill, and now on Row. It's the first FDA-approved GLP-1 pill for weight loss. At the lowest price available, that's one daily GLP-1 pill for big results. Now on Row. Go to ro.co/listen to see if you qualify. Rx only. Go to ro.co/safety for serious side effects and boxed warning associated with GLP-1s.
How We Met Your Mother is the How I Met Your Mother rewatch podcast with me, Josh Radner, and series co-creator Craig Thomas. Follow How We Met Your Mother wherever you get your podcasts.
If loving Gogi is wrong, I don't want to be right.
What would Socrates say to that?
It tickles my fancy.
Oh, okay.
Okay.
Goosies.
I don't have hair!
Oof.
You got Marcos.
That's not.
Wait.
Yeah,
that's true, you do got me.
Get over here, Marcos. Let me look at you.
They don't want this money!
They don't want it!
Tobin and Leroy, ready to deploy. Had to hit it with a little journalism, but that was a decoy. Better have about me, boy. Okay, Leroy and Tobin, hold to the show, man. Stairs on the stars with the show, and till then, is half moon open. Sometimes go taste like a snowman. No proof, I'm a liar, better mold in. No proof. Like I always wanted him, I never hated him, I never traded him, and if I did, I never ever traded. You know what? What is a star? Like under the city, the driver's side floor. Goose to get large, so many more. 10 in the more, never a bar. Hey, 10 in the more, 2 to the P. Nothing to you, but it's something to me. Handsome as ever. Cute as can be, you can watch us on YouTube review for free. This one time for the Twitch, this one time for the text, this one time for the phone line. Whole time, wonder what they gonna do next.
You know, I just wish you guys would stop the quibbling.
Morning, everybody. It is Tobin and Leroy here with you on FM 104.3 WQAM. Hello, buddy. How are you?
What's happening? I'm good.
Who is this guy? What happened to Leroy?
Hey,
Vlad doesn't like the shave.
Surgery,
he doesn't like the shave look.
Yeah, look different, man.
Can I just tell you what my sweet daughter said to me?
What's that?
She basically said, I look like Zeus's balls.
Wow. Damn,
dude.
That's rough.
Huh.
I ain't gonna lie. That's a plus one for her, but damn, that's rough.
That's tough.
And then when I started thinking about it, I'm like, rather her than get on the show and somebody say I look like Rue Balls.
You missed it yesterday. We have a new heavyweight champ when it comes to the kangaroo division.
Oh, I saw that.
I was like, whoa. Yeah. That dude, that Rue was packing, and he was swole as hell. We also learned yesterday on the show that the reason they get so swole, because they're like, yeah, they hop around so much and they eat vegetation. Why do kangaroos get so swole? And it's all the wrestling they do. That's how they get that's how they get so jacked.
Oh, so he's like, you know.
Yeah, he's Khabib. He's like Khabib the kangaroo. That's how he got that way. So yeah. How did it go yesterday? Do you remember any of it? Like, how does it all go down?
Well, so you got to be there at 10:30.
Okay.
You can't eat anything after 12.
That killed him. You know that killed him.
So I'm in there, and let me tell you something. I had fun with the ladies at the front desk because. Like, some place you go to, they're very, like, just angry because they're there.
Okay.
Right? These ladies were nice, fun, or whatever. I'm sitting there waiting, you know, to do my pre-check-in and all that stuff. And I hear this lady on the phone ordering food.
Oh man, that made his brains just go crazy. I'm like,
are you bleeping kidding me? Y'all got me starving since 12 o'clock and you ordering food right in front of my face?
So who's
and they'd start laughing because for the doctors, right? So I was like, all right, he need to be nourished. I don't want him in there hangry.
Yeah, exactly.
So then you go in the back, right? And then they, you know, get all your vitals and stuff like that. Get your vitals, get all your, you know, stuff, and then kick everybody out. And then, you know, you got to change or whatever. Still haven't figured out why the hole in the thing is in the back.
The what?
Like when they put the gown on, why? It's open in the back.
Yeah.
Why still haven't figured that?
Why
is it? I'm pretty sure it's for the bathroom, is it not? Like that's
no.
I mean, they don't want you having to untie.
You're not going to the bathroom, and they give you. I think they give you a catheter.
Yeah, but what about something else? Like, what if something else goes awry?
If that happens, you don't know. You're go go, night night.
Yeah, but they have bedpans. Like that's why.
No, you don't get no.
Why are you arguing that you don't know? So how are you saying that I'm wrong?
You don't.
You came into this saying I don't know why it's there.
They don't give you a bedpan, dude.
All right.
I know they don't give you a bedpan right then and there, but I'm saying is let's say something goes going awry down below.
Kids.
Hold on, Vlad. Let me make my point and then you can give us the correction. Something goes awry down below and you need to put something in there to make it happen. Like that's why if people are dealing with that, like why else would there be access back there?
That don't make sense. But
you didn't even have an explanation. You had zero.
I can't argue.
Way to criticize. So, no reasons.
So anyway,
what was the
this
reason?
This is when you know you love your wife.
Point four.
Right.
Before you tell us why you love your wife, why do they have
hospital gowns are open in the back to provide quick medical access, make dressing bedridden patients easier, and allow rapid removal during emergencies. Care for bedridden patients. Bathroom needs. The open back historically help with using bedpans and giving care with minimal lifting or discomfort.
So when do you apologize?
I'm just saying that's why you got the plus the point one. I mean, this basically everything you said.
Yeah, when do you say Tobes? You're absolutely 100% correct.
You're right. I didn't.
Yeah, dude. Like, it's not for you. Like, first of all,
right?
They
But again, like that's why I asked.
Okay, but they don't have well-bodied gowns, and then like they have a standard gown for people who are incapacitated and old.
Okay.
That's why they're there. Like the old need a crap flap.
A crap flap.
That's a double door. So anyway, I have the surgery, and I will say, this is the first surgery I've ever had, right? Where my arm, this part I had the surgery on,
mm-hmm.
felt better right after the surgery.
Wow.
And they said that's because of all of the, you know, you got some painkiller in there. We gave you some stuff or whatever. But I'm like, no, it's worn off now. And I feel better already. A little achy, but that's it. So, like, wow. I guess he did a good job. But soon as I get out, come back, you know. They start asking you questions, make sure everything's okay. How's your throat? Because they have to intubate you, right? They put the tube down your throat.
Yeesh.
And I was like, oh, I feel fine, right? I look over to my left, and there's the most beautiful woman in the world holding the most beautiful thing in the world.
Mm-hmm.
Turkey club.
Wow. Big Spoon came through?
Big Spoon had food. I was happy, sat there for, you know, a couple of minutes, then got up out of there. Now, didn't realize how groggy I was. And then I didn't realize until this morning.
He ate the wrapper. Right?
That it's hard as hell to put, this is all I can wear because this is all I can put on.
What do you got, sweatpants on? We can't really see.
No, I got shorts, but oh, I got this. I have a button down, and my only button downs.
Vice shirts?
Yeah. Like, so I either got to look like it's Friday or like I'm going to a wedding with a full button down. Like, but yeah, so it took me 30 minutes just to put the shirt on.
Wow.
Yeah, because I'm all buttoned up. So other than that,
you rehab tomorrow? Like that? They want you starting already tomorrow, or are you gonna put that off a few days?
Yeah, no, I'm going and I'm getting a different brace. I have a partial cast right now.
Ooh.
From up here to my wrist, and then tomorrow I go get the Barry Bonds.
Crazy.
So yeah, it went. Well, I don't know the extent of it yet because I haven't moved. You know what I mean? And I start my rehab on Friday.
So tomorrow.
So, yeah, tomorrow. So other than that, it sucks. I can't really do anything because, like, yeah.
So what's the recovery time from this thing? Like, when do you get to play golf again?
He said 3 months.
Damn.
Yeah. That's
wait, you got to go 3 months without golfing?
Yeah.
Yeah, it's not too bad. It's not too bad, but it's not great.
Too bad. Dude, besides when my first year out of football, mm-hmm. I went a long time without golfing because I had back-to-back surgeries. I don't think I've ever since I was 14.
You had thumb surgery. You were able to golf with that?
No, not, but it was only like six to 8 weeks.
That's 2 months.
With a rod.
That was only 2 months. It felt like it was a lot longer than that.
I don't think so.
I think it was, dude. I think it was.
Yeah,
I feel like it was at least 3 months because you had the cast and then you just had the pin in.
I got the cast for the first month, and then I got the screw pulled out after 6 weeks.
All right. So
yeah.
All right. Well, listen. I mean, at least in the midst of that, football starts, so you'll have that.
And so I'm like, I get home, got my little setup, you know, at home. I'm like, now I'm in TV mode.
You got a bedpan?
Turn on the Marlins game.
Oh, yeah. What can you say?
Does it always feel like when you're a fan of a team,
mm-hmm.
one play, one pitch always ruins it?
It just was – they've been losing in the most – like, they have such stink on them right now. Like, it's how can we lose in the most crushing way possible? And so you have this duel, and Sandy's going into the eighth, and it's like, all right, what do we got here? And it's just like, Yordan Alvarez could win the Triple Crown this year, and he's just like, you know what, dude? How about I just tattoo Sandy right here, and we can call tonight? And then he gives up back-to-back Jimmy Jacks. And that's it. You know, they've hit full stink mode. 9 straight losses, 3 straight sweeps.
Man. I was thinking about this while I was watching. There's certain teams that can win, but their margin for error is what kind of separates them from the teams, the upper echelon teams.
But they're not an upper, like, Houston has a good reputation. They're not an upper echelon team right now.
Right.
Like,
that's true.
Alvarez is
a better record.
Yordan Alvarez is an upper echelon player. Like, he's amazing. But, like,
right.
they aren't losing. Milwaukee's really great, but Cleveland and Houston are not great shakes right now, like where the Marlins were. But I also just think right now they feel in full loser mode. Like anything is going to be the thing that sets them in a direction where they're going to lose.
I hate watching my team play and one mistake during the course of a full game, whatever it is, costs you the game. Right? And that's the way it seems. I like when who's the center fielder?
Marcy?
When the ball went like this, that was no, it wasn't Marcy.
Griffin Conine?
No, center fielder. I forgot who it was, but remember he went to catch the ball. And
I didn't watch all the game yesterday. I only caught when they blew it.
It looked like it knuckled, and the ball was hit right to him.
Yeah, I saw that happen to Conan the other night. So, but right. Go ahead. Like, so what happened?
And so I'm like, oh no, here we go. But got out of that inning. So I'm like, okay, cool. But like when you have your best, and that's the guy that kind of relaxes all of the other stuff.
Mm-hmm.
It's like, oh my goodness.
It was a story of Ruiz, people are saying.
Yeah.
Yeah, dude, it's a disaster right now. It's a disaster, and to be a place where you weren't in 3 years, 10 over, and to just piss it all away it's an unbelievably right. depressing way. Like, I get it. People are going to say, whoa, they're right there in the wild card. Okay, but they're playing the worst baseball in the league right now. Like, cool.
If this were the Heat, you would be more confident that they could turn it around. Because remember, it happened to the Heat a few times where, oh, now we're in fourth. And you were like, one game from third, two games from this.
Yeah,
two games from
I don't think that's true. Like, you know, like the first of all, like the Marlins already had, you know, a bit of unproven to them.
Right.
And I really thought that they were at a point once the hitting came together up and down the lineup, I was like, oh, well, this isn't just a 3-man band. Like, it felt like for the most part, this was just Otto Lopez, Xavier Edwards, and Liam Hicks carrying everything, and then it felt like guys were starting to come together. But everything's just – this is just where everything unravels, like all the successes. And so, like, oh, you get this the other night, but now it's the bullpen's turn to blow it. Oh, you have this the other night, now it's Sandy's turn to blow it. I mean, you go nearly two turns towards the rotation, nobody gets a win. It's a disaster. You've lost great pitching performances. You've lost slugfests. You've lost bullpens. You've lost all every which way. Like – when you lose 9 in a row, it's catastrophic because you're just finding every which way to lose. So,
hey,
oh, what's up, Tardy B?
Can I just say?
These have been some real late stretches for no school here in Miami. What's the deal? Are you like taking a camel here? Like, what's the deal? Are you going by Pony Express?
Hi, J-Fig.
It's been a rough morning, but you know, I mean,
what does that mean?
I don't really have to explain the part that
you don't.
No, not that. That's weird. Saying it on air.
You know what's weird? So, she probably had something happen to her. Already claiming victim? So
right.
Why
do you act like you fought like the stormtroopers on the way here?
Yeah.
You never know what I have to go through every morning.
There's nothing out there.
That doesn't mean it has to be on the streets.
There shouldn't be a train or anything.
All righty. Well, Leroy is back. Headlines, those were brought
to
you.
That's by Poyo.
Yeah, you see what they're doing in the chat.
I don't like that. I'm sorry.
That's Poppy Poyo.
Any Dominican uncle that comes from
you
New York.
You look like
Florida
a GTA character right now in that with your no beard and Hawaiian shirt.
The headlines are brought to you by Doral Hyundai. In Miami, we go to the beach for a little Solcito, and when we want a low price, you save with your Pricito. Save now with your Pricito at Doral Hyundai. We will take a break. More to come. Back after this.
Imagine you finally have a free day out on the town. You're about to enjoy a nice lunch when you get the alert that a window's been broken at home and you're miles away. These are the wake-up calls that remind us, in 1 second, everything can change. ADT security systems are built for those moments. They help keep your home safer with 24/7 monitoring. No one wants to feel unsafe at home or vulnerable when you're away. And with ADT, you won't. Their systems are professionally installed by trained technicians, so you can trust them to watch out for your home from day one. ADT has the most company-operated monitoring centers in the industry, and the ADT Plus app lets you keep tabs on your home from anywhere you have service. You'll get the alerts that matter about your home safety. Don't wait to prepare your home for an emergency. When every second counts, count on ADT. Visit ADT.com. That's ADT.com. Or call 1-800-ADT-ASAP. That's 1-800-ADT-ASAP.
I'm Hannah. I've lost 75 pounds in 20 months with GLP-1s, plus diet and exercise. On Row, I've gone from struggling to run a mile to running farther every day. You can access FDA-approved GLP-1s online. Get the support you need to reach your weight loss goals. Go to row.co/weight to see if you qualify. I'm a paid Row partner. 20% average weight loss in 1 year in non-diabetics with obesity or overweight with a weight-related medical condition versus 3.1% in placebo arm. RX only. To stay informed about serious side effects, go to row.co/weight.
Life can feel overwhelming, but you don't have to go through it alone. On my podcast, From the Heart with Rachel Braithen, I share openly and vulnerably about everything life brings us and what we can learn by living with our hearts a little bit more open. Every Friday, a new episode brings you a new story with topics on self-care, motherhood, healing, and more. You are enough, just the way you are. This podcast is a reminder of that. Follow and listen to From the Heart with Rachel Braithen wherever you get your podcasts.
Data centers don't wait, and neither should your supply chain. From power and connectivity to racks and critical power, Graybar brings the products and the experience data centers need now. And with deep inventory and logistics expertise, we keep projects moving from first delivery to final install. With hundreds of locations and a nationwide delivery fleet, we help you bring facilities online on time and on budget. Yep, Graybar does that.
All right, welcome back, everybody. Tobin and Leroy here with you on FM 104.3 WQAM. Take you guys up until 2. Get you a weather update here, brought to you by Tornado Roofing and Contracting, replacing roof repairs, maintenance, hurricane impact, windows and doors. Visit tornadoroofing.com. 86 degrees right now in Miami, mostly cloudy. We'll clear up in about an hour or so, half hour or so.
We got a little shower down here. Or up here.
It showered on the way down here when I was driving down here. Yeah. A little bit, a little sprinkle. And wind gusts up to 13 miles per hour. So, you know the deal. Everybody knows the deal down here weather-wise. Fish lose last night. They lose 5-2 to the Astros. Nine straight losses for Miami. You got my buttons up, Vlad? I'm going to play. This is the swing moment yesterday. Yordan Alvarez going deep against Sandy.
1-1, Peña on the go. Alvarez smacks the ball out to left center field. That is back. That is gone.
Sounds like Mike Biamani.
He is unbelievable. Yordan Alvarez on a 1-1 pitch peels a go-ahead two-run home run out to left center field over the high wall in left center atop the Marlin bullpen. And his major league leading 34th home run this year gives Houston a 4-2 lead in the bottom of the eighth.
In the words of Craig Mish, yikes. He always tweets that out when things are going bad.
Yeah.
Here's Clayton McCullough after the game. This is what the manager had to say on where things are with his fish.
I know that it wasn't the end Sandy wanted, but it felt like he gave you everything he had tonight.
Yeah, I feel. I mean, he was fantastic. And, I thought he really was in control most of the night. He had a very efficient, you know, pitch count and, you know, really moved things along well, you know, after the first couple of innings. And, hate how things, you know, went down there. But, you know, I thought he threw the ball fantastic.
Like there was no answer for Alvarez either the last couple of days.
Yeah, good hitter. I mean, he is. And he kind of, you know, again, he covers a lot of different, you know, pitches. He covers, you know, both sides of the plate. You know, and he's having a, you know, an all-star worthy season, you know, MVP type season. And he did. He put some really good swings on balls and, you know, he got us.
Were there any encouraging signs offensively, though, tonight?
I thought we had a lot of really good at-bats. I mean, I thought there were, you know, we created some opportunities, thought we hit some balls hard, and, you know, so that's really, I think we just kind of keep plugging along with that. You know, I think the at-bat quality as a whole was good tonight. Again, I thought we squared some balls up. You know, Griff drove a ball, you know, well to the big part of the field. You know, Burt continues to swing the bat well. So, yeah, there were, I mean, I think for me tonight offensively, like, you know, we felt like this was one of those games you're just kind of in it, you know, the whole way, and, you know, we couldn't get one to, you know, squeak through there in the middle to take over, but how it goes.
What did you like about Sandy tonight?
I think, again, how he just continues to, I mean, he's getting a ton of ground balls now. He's, ability to, like, use all of his stuff, use both sides of the plate. Most part, you know, he has count leverage, it feels like, you know, most every at-bat. So I think he's just on the attack leverage. And he's using his entire arsenal, and the stuff's been great. So, I mean, kind of what he's been doing now for a month plus, which is going to deep into games and giving us every chance to win.
Just all right, there you go. That was Clayton McCullough yesterday after the loss. Marlins dropped to 52-51. They're 8 back now in the NL East. In the wild card, they are now a game and a half out of the final wild card spot. So, yeah, just a complete. And they have two teams on top of them. rough. They got.
Can we tell Ethan Smith and Spolnick to go to hell?
What'd he say?
Bro, cover up your chesticles. Be a damn professional. I can't, moron.
I thought you were just trying to be sexy.
Oh, yeah. Come get some, buddy. I'm not just a little wrapped up. No, and he's not feeling that right now.
He was a yeller.
So, yeah, the Marlins got San Diego coming in this week. They're 50 and 52. They're kind of mulling around, trading some of their top guys.
Oh, they got to feel worse because they spent a boatload of money.
They do spend a lot of money, but, I mean, you know, I don't know.
All money ain't good money.
I don't know who feels worse than a team that's lost nine in a row. Nine in a row?
That's true. I don't care what level. I don't care what level of expectations you have or what level of team you are at that level. Nine in a row sucks. It's the same thing in football. You lose three, four, five games in a row. I mean, it's terrible. I don't care what people think. Like, when you get into that arena, you think you can win. I don't care how bad your team is. And I don't know why people just think that athletes go in there and say, oh, we're not very good. We're going to get our asses kicked. It really doesn't work that way.
Yeah, I guess the question is now going to be, like, do the Marlins go into this thing because it's so fragile? Like, we were talking about the idea that they were going to add to this team and maybe add to the roster. Now do they go, you know, and go the opposite direction?
Go, like, the opposite way.
You know, is this going to be one of those things where they do take offers for Sandy? Because the owner's been very out front. We're not trading Sandy Alcantara, but this is the last guarantee here.
They always say that. I think part of the problem is that I think – before you make a major decision like that, right, like, take a step back, right? Don't, like, as an organization, you can't be on the same level with fans. You got to see big picture. You got to see a little further down the line instead of, uh-oh, let's just tank. Because 2 weeks ago, we were talking about adding guys to get him over the hump.
Yeah, but nine,
so nine, how in two weeks later?
Nine straight losses, dude. Like, that's how it goes. Yeah, yeah, like, you, that's like that, Leroy. That's a disastrous losing streak. That's not.
It is.
It's not it's not losing three straight series and you're 3-6. You lost every game.
No, I understand all of that, but you're gonna choose nine games out of 162 to say, we ain't that, let's go.
The race is the race, but the race is the race. Like, it would be like saying then, okay, 1 month turned around the season. Is that us, you know, what's more representative of the team? It's not.
Right.
You know, like, it's one of these things where you are where you are. Like, you're on the doorstep, and then you just completely wet the bed in that situation. So, yeah, I mean, I'm sure they're not going to trade him next week. But, like, let's say the Marlins don't, first of all, I mean, you have to win this series coming up here against San Diego. Have to, because you got Philly coming in on Monday, and we already. I mean, they've pile-drived you like the Undertaker, dude. Like, it's been rough what Philly's done to the Marlins this year.
Right.
So you're talking about a situation where you're going to get absolutely buried, potentially, if you don't take two out of three coming up here. And yeah, this is as dire a situation as it is. Like, I know people want to say, hey, it's a big season, it's a long season. Yeah, the season can get short pretty quick. It can get short pretty quick because this is it's a very competitive National League. The only thing that's kind of a shining light, and Mish pointed this out yesterday, they have kind of sucked on the road this year, and they've been really good at home. So hopefully getting back in the friendly confines of Lone Depot will get them turned around a little bit. But
so can I ask you this? This is what I'm curious about. So say they go and sweep, you know, San Diego,
mm-hmm.
and then they win two out of three against Philly.
Mm-hmm.
Are you going to change after six games?
Am I going to change?
And yeah. Am I saying, I mean, like, mindset?
You mean, am I going to be more positive after going 5-1 at home? Yes, I probably. But, like, let's right, you're talking about a big ask of, like, hey, all of a sudden, are you going to go from the worst team in baseball to the best?
I understand that, but when they went on this run in June, nobody saw it coming.
But that was over.
But that's what I'm saying about baseball in this team. Like,
well, what? How many losses does it have to be for you to claim it a disaster? Does it have to be 12? Does that be four straight sweeps? What's the answer for you?
I would say when they're no longer in touch of the wild card, then I would say it's over.
Yeah, and I'm not even saying it's over, but what I'm telling you is you can't, like, people can't sit here and be like, that is a disaster. Like, you can't be in striking distance of a division, and then all of a sudden, three series later, you're on the outskirts of your three teams back now at the final wild card spot. That's a heinous drop. It doesn't mean that you're out of it and the season's over, but if you don't, like, you're going, I mean, you're very greedy. You're going 5-1. I would take 3-3 right now at this point over the next two series.
I'm just saying the way this season has gone, like, when they went on that run in June, right? Like, everything just, like, it's in them. It's in them to turn it around. Whether it'll happen or not, maybe that was it. You know, maybe that was their one, you know, run that baseball teams have, regardless of how good or bad you are during the course of a year. It was epic. Okay. But what I'm saying is that to go from that to a two or three bad weeks, terrible weeks, terrible. They were terrible. Right. To just be totally, you know, like, well, what are they going to start doing? Who are they going to get rid of? I'm like, are we really, really ready to make moves like that after 3 weeks?
Three series? No, but that's why I'm telling you, like, the next two series, yeah, it's pretty urgent, especially with who you're taking on. Like, because I don't know what you're, like, again, I'm going back to what's your magic. Because, so, like, let's say they lose these next two series. I'm not even saying, like, let's say they snap the losing streak and they go 2-4. Yeah, man, like that's a pretty rough fall.
Once you get, and here's where I start to wonder if moves are going to be made. Once you get out of reach of the wild card, right, and the only thing that's going to get you back in it is another June, which is not going to happen. That's why it was a record, right? Then I would consider it. I would consider, okay, what can we do here? But, I know 9 games is a lot. I'm not even disputing that. And I know they've looked, and I've been as frustrated as everybody. But as an organization, you can't be the one to react to the ebbs and flows of your team during the course of a season like a fan would. And so I wonder if I doubt if they're even considering any of that stuff at this point.
Yeah, I probably think right now they're not. But I'm saying that they're knocking on the door of it. Like, that's how big these next two series are. And then they go on the road for Mets and Braves. So,
yeah, it gets pretty tough.
Your next 10 days is going to determine your season, is what I'm saying. They're either going to pull themselves out of this thing, or this is going to get really dicey, especially with two of the opponents that have absolutely head kicked them all season.
Right.
And don't you lose a series to the Mets. I mean, I swear to God, I hate that team.
I mean, so does half of their players, but
not the ones who are getting checks.
Huh?
Not the ones whose checks are clearing. We'll take a break.
Didn't they just sign somebody to $700 million?
Yeah, Soto.
Soto, and he's miserable.
He doesn't look miserable in that Celsius commercial they play all the time. He's on the beach hitting home runs. He goes, playa vibe.
Did we finally find him?
Yeah, that's where he was.
Did we finally find him on the bus?
Take a break. We're back after.
Imagine you're watching the game at a buddy's house when you get a call that someone tried to break into yours. In a second, everything can change. That's why there's ADT. No one wants to feel unsafe in their own home. ADT security systems help keep your home safe with 24/7 monitoring. The ADT Plus app keeps you in control the whole time. ADT's network is built for those game time moments. They have the most company operated monitoring centers in the industry.
don't leave your home wide open during an emergency. When every second counts, count on ADT. Visit ADT.com or call 1-800-ADT-ASAP.
I'm Hannah. I've lost 75 pounds in 20 months with GLP-1s, plus diet and exercise. On Row, I've gone from struggling to run a mile to running farther every day. You can access FDA-approved GLP-1s online. Get the support you need to reach your weight loss goals. Go to row.co/weight to see if you qualify. I'm a paid Row partner. 20% average weight loss in 1 year in non-diabetics with obesity or overweight with a weight-related medical condition versus 3.1% in placebo arm. Rx only. To stay informed about serious side effects, go to row.co/safety.
Hey, it's Jen Hatmaker. Here's what I've learned in midlife. Joy isn't the reward you earn after all the work is done. Joy is the work. That's what this new series on For the Love is all about. The sacred, yes. It's choosing delight, rest, and pleasure on purpose. Because saying yes to yourself, that's the thing that finally lets you fill your table with everybody else. Come find your sacred yes with me. Follow and listen to For the Love wherever you get your podcasts.
Data centers don't wait, and neither should your supply chain. From power and connectivity to racks and critical power, Graybar brings the products and the experience data centers need now. And with deep inventory and logistics expertise, we keep projects moving from first delivery to final install. With hundreds of locations and a nationwide delivery fleet, we help you bring facilities online on time and on budget. Yep, Graybar does that.
Lemonade! Fresh squeeze lemonade! Lemonade? Oh, nuts.
Is your business struggling to be seen? Not reaching the right customers?
Yeah.
Odyssey's here to help. Your one-stop shop for digital marketing.
Wait, really?
With targeted digital media, plus SEO, SEM, social, OTT, and more, we help your business reach the right audience and drive results.
Whoa, hey, one at a time.
Stop missing out on valuable customers. Visit digitallocalads.com to learn more about our local advertising solutions. That's digitallocalads.com.
Okay, people, line starts here.
This. All right, welcome back, everybody. Tobin and Leroy here with you on FM 104.3 WQAM. Take you guys up until 2 here on the program as the Miami Dolphins will start training camp next week and get things going. They everybody reports on Tuesday, and then I think they get going the next day. So it'll be exciting to see people run around doing football things before the pads go on. And
would they have a week before pads?
Something like that, right? Like, I don't even know what the exact date. It feels like it takes forever.
Oh, my goodness. I just can't. We
49 more days.
I think we reported on Sunday with our physicals in the morning. You reported, actually, you had to report, check in at like 9 o'clock on Saturday. Monday morning, you have your physicals. I mean, Sunday morning, you have your physicals. Sunday evening, you do your conditioning tests. Monday, pads.
How long before, once they add 18 games, before they just eliminate training camp? And they're just like, no tackling in training camp.
You can't.
You can't.
You guys say that, but they've already done half of it. Tobin. They've taken away half of training camp.
Tobin, I believe that one of the reasons why so many guys get hurt early in the season is because you haven't properly prepared for the physicality.
Oh, I agree.
Of what's going to happen during the season.
Don't disagree with you.
And so you have, listen.
But what's
you
it been?
Go out there and work out all season, and you can go into camp and run a couple of plays, and everybody says, you're ready. We're going to sit you for the regular season. But when you facing somebody and competing against somebody across from somebody, you're asking something of your body that you haven't done at that level since last year.
I agree with you, but we can't act like this hasn't been trending that way. So I know
it
you guys
been trending that guys have been getting.
I understand, but they're going to add more games. I don't know, but that's what I'm saying. Like, if we're already talking like, hey, they get to training camp and they don't really practice football for a week.
Which to basically have an extended mini camp.
Right. It's like I don't really understand it. And then they're going to tell these guys, we're going to take away a preseason game because we're going to add a regular season game.
Right.
And so, like, I'm genuinely asking the question.
Nobody's going to play anyway.
Right. So I'm genuinely asking the question, like, when is the time when they just say, hey, training camp's not a thing anymore? I agree with you. I think it's a problem, but I can see it going in that direction.
when both the Players and Association, Players Association, and the league sit back and have an honest assessment of some of these injuries and why things are happening. Because basically, you're adding more games and taking away preseason games, which is fine. Okay. But the first 3 weeks of the season look like preseason.
Yeah. It's a bad product.
And so are you trying to put volume or are you trying to put a quality product out there? And there's a way to go about it. Because think about this. Here's what amazes me about all this in all sports. If the athletes are bigger, stronger, faster, and take care of their body, then why 20 years ago was everybody playing every game?
I don't know.
Now, you, soon as the season starts, you have soft tissue and this and that and that. And that's not a knock on the athletes, but could somebody please explain to me how if somebody got an injury in the 90s, you knew they were hurt because nobody missed games because of boo-boos.
Right.
And that's the hard part of what I'm trying to wrap my head around. It's the same thing I said. I heard Nolan Ryan say, the only way you're going to train somebody to throw 100 pitches is by throwing them 100 pitches. You can't work up to 100 pitches.
Mm-hmm.
And so, like, we're doing this in sports. We're doing this in, if the athletes are bigger, stronger, and faster, why are they more fragile than the guys that were smoking cigarettes at halftime?
I don't know.
Is that an honest question?
It is.
It's not a knock on any athlete, but can somebody please explain that to me?
I also just think, like, is our craving for football so great? And the answer may be yes, because, I mean, I can't lie. I mean, like, going to college last year, the college playoff was amazing, but obviously the Canes were winning. But do people want 18 regular season games? I mean, yes. Do you, Vlad? It's a lot of games.
You know
why? It's a lot of games.
Because I already know people. I already know people saying I got an extra game to tailgate.
Not even that. Extra game to tailgate. I got an extra game to gamble.
Yeah, that's the one.
Right. Extra game to gamble. Extra game for fantasy.
But it's not a good game.
What do you mean? It's not
all games aren't good games. We've seen from Thursday Night Football.
Tobin. As long as it says week whatever, we're going to watch.
And it don't say preseason.
But there's
gotta,
exactly. As long as it says week.
But there's got to be a line. Like, basketball knows there's too many games. Baseball, there's been too many
Does
games.
Because basketball added a tournament.
I hate it, though.
You know what?
We hate it. It's a dumb Adam Silver idea.
Guess what? You know what Adam Silver's going to say?
What?
Well, you know, the two teams that played in the NBA Cup were the two finalists in the NBA Finals.
He can say that all he wants. I mean, but he's still a horse's ass.
I know, but you can hate that. But guess what? The ratings are showing that people are watching. So therefore, there's going to be more.
Hockey just added two games. But I'm like, why? Why do we? I mean, like, it's already an exorbitant amount of games. And football, right. You're doing this, and I just feel like football was at such a, it's like at the peak,
Tobin.
Right? Like, well, everybody Tobin, loves it. It can't get any bigger, but I do think there is a dangerous line.
Let me ask you this.
Of how many games they're doing this, because we already are talking about the quality going down.
Tobin, let me ask you this. How many games are in a football season, including preseason?
Including preseason?
Yes.
Right now, 20. It's what, 20?
20.
Mm-hmm.
So do you rather watch 18? 18? There's going to be 20 games regardless.
Yeah, but there's not, though. Like, nobody's tuning into the other ones.
Nobody's tuning into those two preseason games, but everybody's going to tune in.
Regular season
then they're going to tune in but week, it's not, eight, but, week 19.
But then you were talking about games that matter that aren't going to be as good. Like, that's my my point. Is they're going
to
get to a point.
That takes me back
they're
to my
taking
point, so
they're taking exactly. away preparation. Like, I know the preseason seems stupid and we don't like it. But we're talking about how training camp has almost become meaningless because they're not practicing the right way.
I would say this is that during the course of camp, you have to get your body sore and a little banged up and then work through that. So that you're ready for the season. if you get into week one and that's the first time you experience soreness, you're up against it for however long it takes during the season, because you don't practice very hard during the regular season. And so, like, I just don't know how you get guys' bodies ready for an extenuating season. It is crushing.
Yeah.
It's I'm telling you, you are sore every week, but once your body goes through it, you're able to recover. And so, you know, people would say, yeah, I'm sore on Monday, got that day off on Tuesday, Wednesday. Once I get back at it, I work through it and I'm good. And you can have good practices during that week. It never seems to get to that point. In fact, some guys start camp sitting out.
Yeah. And I think
I don't know how can you get, and this is, and again, like, let's not make it sound like I cared about camp. I hated camp. I understood camp. And as I became a veteran, I knew what I had to do to get ready for the season. And it required some physicality. I'm not going to lie. It is, especially with me, I need to feel people snatching at the ball. I needed to know how to get my body prepared to hit people or be hit. These are things you can't learn in practice, just thudding up and buddy-buddying each other. So I don't know how you get both sides to understand this. And then, because to tell you what, if you're going to play 18 games and you're not going to play anybody during the preseason, you better extend camp a week and let them bang each other for
it. They're not going to do, but that's what I'm saying. They're not going to do it. They're not going to do that. They're going to do less.
Right.
They're going to do less, dude. I'm telling you.
I don't think the people making these decisions understand what your body goes through during the course of a season.
They don't care for your body.
What your body needs to go through during the course of a camp to get ready for it.
They don't care.
No, I know, but that's the thing. But
Vlad, here's what's going to happen, Vlad. The product, when all your players are going to be out because of boo-boos and strains and stuff like that, and
you're going to listen, Joe Burrow can barely make it through 8 games, and he's boy wonder that everybody loves Joe Burrow, and then we always end up with Joe Browning at the end for the Bengals.
Well, I think it's a little bit different for
Is that his name?
Jake Browning.
Here's what
Jake
I would
Browning.
Say.
Is he being can I bet over 1.5 touchdowns?
You don't want to.
Can I?
As somebody who lost a lot of money on Julian Hill, all gambling is good gambling.
I can gamble less than 1.5 touchdowns. It doesn't matter, guys. Everything you're saying about health, body, all of that is absolutely right. But you know who don't give a rat's ass? Those apps. Those TV apps that are going to pay billions and billions of
you
dollars.
You can gamble on preseason.
To get another game.
You can gamble on preseason. I bet on Summer League this year.
That's a new
but
look.
Now you're a degenerate.
I did. I won.
As a degenerate, I'm going to say that's
beating. At the buzzer. Heat Spurs.
Really?
Yeah.
That's just degenerate. Okay, that's just really degenerate. But they're not going to care if there's a week 20 and it's the last week and they can have division rivals. They're going to do it. If there's week 19, it's them playing another game against another conference.
It doesn't even sound good.
They're going to do it.
It doesn't even sound good, week 19.
What
16, 16 was perfect.
Guess what? Hold on. He said 16 was perfect, right?
Yeah.
Have you complained about 17 games?
I don't like it.
Have you complained about 17
games? I don't like it. I have complained about it. I don't like it. I don't like fake win records. You want to know why? It's taken away 500. I hate that. I liked when... Because they did this with McDaniel. They're like, oh, he was 9-8. I'm like, that's 500. Like, you're a 500 team. You had a fake win at the end of the year. I don't like 9-8. I've been steady on this. 16 games is the right amount of games.
You know what's crazy? I'm going to take you back. Used to be 12 games.
Yeah.
Then it was 14.
Yeah. Then it was 16.
Then it was 16.
So now it's 17.
Then it was 17.
16 and it's just going sounds to be perfect. 18. So, it just sounds perfect.
So, why? It sounds so sweet.
Where, it does. So,
get out of here.
So it does.
I'm just trying to imagine back in those days, because here's the other thing. And I hate when people do this too. I think O.J. Simpson got 2,000 yards
in 14 games.
Yeah.
And that's the record to me.
Right? In 14 games. Now they're talking about guys that do it in 17 or did it in 16. Right? But it's still 2,000 yards. It don't matter. It's a big number.
We'll – right?
So, like, there's going to be complaints. My concern – and this is what – you're and here's the other part of this. You ready for the other part of this?
Mm-hmm.
Football don't have guaranteed contracts.
Right.
Like, they have guaranteed money, mm-hmm. but they don't have guaranteed contracts. So if a guy who's not ready for the season keeps getting banged up in the beginning of the season, his ass gonna be gone.
Yeesh.
And they ain't gonna cost him nothing. So the players should want it too.
We'll take a break. Get you caught up with your headlines. Anthony Chang for the Miami Herald is going to join us next hour. We will talk all things Miami Heat with the great Anthony Chang. We'll take a break back after this.
On the Powers That Be podcast, we examine the players and currents behind today's most consequential decisions. Join us. Listen to the Powers That Be wherever you get your podcasts.
Graybar helps you install faster and smarter with kitting, staging, wire carts, Graybar smart reels, and delivery notifications. We take the hassle out of your job site so you can focus on what you do best, working to make your job easier every step of the way. Yep, Graybar does that.
Did you know that there are over 200 legends like Andrew Jones, Albert Pujols, Felix Hernandez, and Ken Griffey Jr. in MLB The Show 26? Collect them all and current all-stars to build your perfect lineup. MLB The Show 26 is available now on PlayStation 5, Xbox Series XS, and Nintendo Switch. Rated E for everyone. Officially licensed by MLB Players, Inc.
When equipment breaks down and operations come to a halt, every single second counts. So why is your maintenance team spending 60% of their time doing anything but turning wrenches? Maintain X is the AI-powered maintenance and asset management system that helps your team get back to actually fixing breakdowns. No more searching for manuals. No more hunting down parts. No more drowning in paperwork. With Maintain X, your team can access manuals from anywhere, create new procedures in minutes, and turn voice notes into clear and complete work order feedback. What used to take hours now only takes minutes. Keep your operations moving and your wrenches turning. Join over 13,000 maintenance teams that are already fixing more and filing less. Try Maintain X for free today. Go to maintainx.com/AI. That's maintain and the letter x.com/AI.
Hey, y'all, I'm Maddie.
And I'm Poodle.
And together we host the podcast Reality Gaze.
We are two ridiculous homosexuals who love nothing more than talking about reality television
and tearing in a new one.
So whether it's 90 Day Fiancé, Love is Blind, Love After Lockup, or any other trash TV show about lonely hearts looking for love, your gay besties got you covered, y'all.
New shows every week. Follow and listen to Reality Gaze wherever you get your podcast.
Reality Gaze, let's love.